Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I want to welcome you to a fresh episode of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. This is time set apart just for you so that you can rest and refresh your soul. Now, while everyone overthinks situations and problems, once in a while, some of us are plagued with thinking about it all the time. And that constant barrage of thoughts, it can really bring a cloud over our day. We rehash conversations that we had yesterday. We're second guessing our every decision, and we end up imagining bad outcomes. That's when we get stuck overthinking.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So what are you thinking about today? What's consuming your energies? Now, if it's something positive, then that's great. You're in the swing of summer. Your mind is thinking about all those good things that are happening, that are going to happen, maybe plans for the weekend. That's wonderful. But what do we do when we're thinking too much about something that involves other people or our own things that hold us back? Well, today we're going to explore great ways to overcome them, overcoming overthinking so that we begin to become more of who God created us to be, kind of like a butterfly that emerges out of a chrysalis. I'm going to give you a soul care tip that will be easy for you to do things that help your body and emotions feel better in today's show. And I'm also going to empower you with God's promises. His voice is going to empower us and be that extra fuel. So we're going to turn to science because that's the way God wired our bodies and our emotions. We're going to encourage each other. Last time I shared about how to overcome regret and move forward with joy. That was episode 34. And it was wonderful because we learned, I shared with you that there are two types of regrets. One type is the inaction regret, and that's the kind that can really get us depressed. The things we don't do because we hold ourselves back, maybe other people have held us back, or circumstances we find ourselves in prevent us from moving forward and enjoying joy. But we're going to be combating each of those obstructions. We're just going to blow them off your path and empower you to take one step at a time to experience the joy that God's given you. Thank you to everybody who has took a bit of time to pause in your day and place a rating and a review on the podcast, Breathe, this one that you enjoy. It really encourages me as I prepare the content. And I want to thank Mama Rose. She left a comment that said, quote, "I'm grateful to have come upon this podcast, a true blessing from beginning to end. To God be the glory." Amen. Thank you. It is to God be the glory because it was during my journey through anxiety and panic attacks and depression that all these new practices of soul care tips and God's promises and His word, it just emerged from that season of my life. So if you're going through that season right now for yourself, and you know, just because we've overcome it for some of us on the other side, it doesn't mean that we don't fall into pockets of anxiety or worry or even depression. And that's okay because we're human and we all have stressors. We all have triggers. And emerging from post-pandemic, and actually maybe some of us feel like we're still in it, right? We get all these kind of conflicting news about COVID. All of these things add pressure. We may be able to process them in our minds, but our bodies, our emotions is still reacting to all this. So today we're going to explore ways to stop overthinking because we want to be a participant in God's process, to be that butterfly. I'm going to share something that I learned. It was just so fascinating to me, like the stages that a butterfly goes through. They're actually four stages a butterfly goes through. And the first is the egg stage. Then it's the caterpillar stage. Third is the chrysalis, or what I call the cocoon stage. And then there's the butterfly stage. Now, what's interesting is how long the butterfly is spent in the egg, the caterpillar, the chrysalis, cocoon phase. Oh my goodness. It's actually a very long time. 1 week in the egg, 2 to 5 weeks as a caterpillar. Okay, that's about a month. And then here's the interesting thing. You know that cocoon phase? It's August, isn't it? Our kids are going back to school. And even if you're not a parent, you know, don't you feel like that kind of school rhythm kind of stays with us once we enter fall? We know things start quieting down, the leaves start to turn colors, and we're preparing and thinking, okay, God, what is it that you have for me? What is it that I should now focus my energies on? And what are the new things that you may be wanting me to start? Well, the caterpillar, when it hits that stage of cocoon in August, gets wet. It goes into what's called a hibernation. And this hibernation time is called overwintering. It prepares itself to become this butterfly to spread its wings later, not in the fall, not in the winter, but in spring. So during that time, it might seem as if there is inaction. But in fact, within that cocoon, that butterfly is transforming. And that's what God is doing with each of us. We, each of us, are in this season of cocooning or butterflying. I call it butterflying, but it's in this season. And there's different places in our lives, areas in our life. Maybe one area we're the butterfly, we're spreading our wings and we're soaring and it's springtime for us. Maybe in another area of our lives, okay, whether it's friendship or ministry or our health, or perhaps our relationship with our family, or our just mental health well-being, right? We are in that cocoon stage. Now, just because it hibernates, I learned that something fascinating. It's just not doing nothing. And in fact, there's actually three things going on that this beautiful time of transformation is needing. One is ventilation. And I want to think about your own wellness right now, your own well-being, as these are things that we can do to stop the overthinking. One is ventilation. It needs space to breathe. This within this even cocoon, there's ventilation happening. So what are the things that can give your soul space to breathe? The overthinking, we need to be able to have little moments in our day or within the week, or within the weekend, okay? As you practice these soul care tips in each podcast I share with you, you're going to be able to grow in your ability to be mindful, one, of your need, and then you're going to practice a soul care tip. And it may get to the point where you're doing it daily, or in those tough days, it even might even be hourly, right? But you can begin. If you're new to this whole soul care practice, you can just say, hey, you know what? I'm having a tough week. I want to make sure on the weekend I have something that's going to help my soul to breathe. That's going to bring you joy. The second thing that caterpillar in cocoon stage is going to need is humidity. So it's like nourishment. If you're going through a stressful time and you're plagued by a problem, you're overthinking. Okay, you need nourishment. You need something that will nourish your body. Sometimes we think, gosh, if I'm worried and thinking my thoughts, we forget that it's connected to our bodies. We can take better care of our body so that we have ability to help our emotions follow through. So how have you been eating or drinking? You know, fruit is a wonderful time in the summer. We've talked about that earlier on our podcast. What kind of fruits have you been enjoying? Sometimes even taking a dash out to go to the store to pick up some fruit. Is there a local farmer's market during the week that you can go to? Or maybe there's a store that has fresh fruits that you love to go to. When we're kind of stuck in our problems, it can be easy to neglect some of these really simple things, but yet they're really powerful. And research shows that even preparing the fruit, cutting it up and washing it, you think that they're so simple, but in fact, it helps us to be present, be able to focus on our five senses, the way fruit tastes, the way it smells, the way we're preparing it, washing it, the way the water runs through. They're not so simple. They really help our bodies to find a place of rest. Okay, third thing that this chrysalis needs during this time is protection. Protection. And so what are the ways that you can protect your thoughts from the negativity? Now, one of the things that I did during the summer, and kind of like this is a catch-up, isn't it? It's a catch-up for us. You know, when you return back to work or summer or your mom's group or your women's group in the fall, or maybe with your friends, hey, first thing we ask is, what did you do for summer? What kind of fun things did you do for summer? Well, I want to share with our family, took a road trip to drive up to Washington State. That is where my husband, Eric, his family is, and where his hometown, where he grew up, is in a small lumber mill town. And those of you who've read Sweet Like Jasmine will know the significance of this part of the story, because we wanted to have the kids, I have two teenagers, to hear the stories of Eric when he started growing up. I started sharing my stories with my children as legacy of faith, kind of my growing up stories. And so we wanted to have the kids go with Eric to see his hometown, see where he worked when he first got his first job as a teenager, see where his elementary school was, you know, make that trip down memory lane. I guess it's a good time for me to invite you to join the Sweet Like Jasmine book club. Just jump on in. Sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And you'll be able to get news of this book club, Sweet Like Jasmine. It's a great journey to kind of look at the pieces of your life and to see, you know, where is it that God's trying to bring the joy back? You know, we need time for reflection, and that also helps with overthinking when we reflect back on the things that give us joy, or it's kind of the ideas we kind of dropped because we get too busy, we get too stressed, and yet God is there in the quiet when we take time to spend time in community with others. And I want to invite you to come to this Breathe community. I just would love to hear your thoughts on the things that God is calling you to pick up and try new again. Once we share those obstacles, or we share the joy that we have, the sparks are going to start coming to life. And that's really important during this time, is to protect that part of you that longs for joy. Protect that part of you that has those new ideas. So part of that is then sharing in community. And this is a safe community. You know my voice. My heart is to encourage and cheer you on. So sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Jumping back into something new, which is a YouTube channel. I want to hear your aha moments as we're going through this encouragement on this podcast. So subscribe at The Bonnie Gray on YouTube. All right. So back on this butterfly, what do you think? I want to hear from you. Are you, your ideas for joy, are you in the egg process? Meaning just small little ideas that have become an egg? Or is it the caterpillar, meaning you're kind of feeling your way, it's in the infant stages? Or is it chrysalis, where you're just feeling like, okay, I need to kind of nurture this idea. I need to nurture myself. I need to provide ventilation. I need to provide hydration. I need to provide protection. Where are you at? Or perhaps this is the time for you to spread your wings. You are that butterfly. Well, I want to empower you with God's word. I love this passage. It's so powerful. And it's from Jeremiah 18:1-6. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord was this: come, go down to the potter's house, and there I'll let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as it seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me: can I not do with you just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. So friend, I want to ask you, have you ever had moments that you feel like that clay that was made, but it just didn't turn out the way you thought it would? How does this image come to you now? You know, I talked about how negative overthinking, it just carries this image of the worst possible case scenarios, whether it's about ourselves, how we view ourselves, or our circumstances. We're going to replace that with God's images. He's giving us this image of him as a potter at work with the clay, and you and I are that clay. Now consider, think of the potter. He never gives up. He's constantly working on that clay artistically, and nothing can ever go so wrong that he cannot then create something new in this master craftsman's hands, which is our loving Heavenly Father. He's reworking us, constantly making something good and beautiful. So now I want you to think of this image, and I want to ask you, is there a part of you that needs God's loving touch right now? What is that image that he is remaking in you? What area of your life is he remaking? Pause a moment and think of that beautiful image he's remaking. And as you are, I just want to empower you, because God is at work in you. And here's a beautiful verse that I just love to empower you with. It's in Isaiah. It's referencing this image that Jeremiah talks about. Isaiah 64:8. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. And all of us are the work of your hands. Another translation says, you shape us. You shape us with your hands. So I want to give you a soul care tip. I want you to learn something new this week. You know, this whole butterfly thing that I've been talking about, these four stages, I just learned it. I looked it up on Google with the power of the internet. We have it at the tips of your hands, this ability to learn something new. What happens is that studies show that when we learn something new, there are multiple mental health benefits of learning something new. One, it improves your brain health and your memory. Second, it increases your mental health, well-being, and happiness. Third, it fosters connection with others. Like right now, I'm just sharing with you, here's something new I learned. It will connect conversation. And that's what I want to share with you on YouTube. That's what I want to share with you in my newsletters and on social media. You kind of inject yourself with sharing new things. God created us. Our mental health is connected to that. So neurologists tell us that whenever we learn something new, and especially if it's a new skill, it changes the physical structures of our brains. And so when you stimulate those neurons, those neural pathways are formed. And so our brain moves in a different path, not just being stuck in those negative pathways. So sign up for my newsletter because I'm going to share with you that article, the link to that article, so you can read all about it and kind of be a great reminder to reinforce this. And then as we're on YouTube, I want to hear what is that new thing that you're learning. It could be small, could be simple, just like this butterfly. Dear God, thank you so much that you created us to have all different seasons in our lives, just like we see in the beautiful caterpillar. Thank you that you've created each of us with something new, and every season has a purpose. Give us courage to step out this week to learn something new with you and place those sparks of inspiration on our minds and help us to hold them like little gems and treasures, for that is how you view each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, make sure to tune in next time. We're going to be talking about overcoming negative self-talk, because what you tell yourself matters. And so invite your friends, invite your families to listen, join the newsletter. I want to give you all the goodies at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Join me over on YouTube and follow me on Instagram or Facebook at thebonniegray. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.